Get all the lifestyle news right here on T-Life.
Yo, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hey, it's TV, and it's official. The Chinese New Year has ended because we've celebrated Chap Guo Mei the 15th day, so forget about it, alright? But you might have some leftover food and snacks, and this next recipe uses your leftovers, mandarin, and oranges as well. So you know how you always give oranges, and you take oranges, and or you call it mandarins as well, right? So in this Chinese New Year, you might have a surplus of it. So what you're gonna do is you can peel the skin off, put them in a container and pop it into the freezer. Just that. You don't need to do anything else. Leave it for a few hours or even after one day overnight. And with the sunny and hot weather that we have right now occasionally, this frozen mandarin or oranges could quench all that thirst and heat that you've got. You can even make shaved mandarin by shaving the frozen mandarins on a julienne board, which is also very, very delicious as well. This is a recipe that you should go and try it. I can't take too much oranges or mandarin because I'm still trying to recover fully with my voice from the cough, but you can go try it. TFM.
Hot, just like T-Life.
Woohoo! Nice show, TFM here. Welcome back to the show here. Hey, it's TV here. Now, when we were kids, you're pretty sure that you've eaten this very popular crispy noodle snack before. You know, the one with the blue monster on the packaging. Okay, not gonna say the name. But now with this recipe, you can create your own. So first, you're gonna get those noodles that are thin. You don't get those like meatball or like kway tiao, okay? This one is a thin kind of noodles. Boil it like how you would. Make sure it's cooked. Next, pour all the water out and then add seasonings to the noodles. So what you're gonna add is 1 tablespoon of oil, 1 tablespoon of light soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of oyster sauce, 1 tablespoon of barbecue sauce, and mix everything well. And of course, you're gonna take a small portions and place them onto a baking tray. So you can maybe divide like 1 noodles into 4 to 5 kind of portion. Air fry for 180 degrees for 15 minutes. And your very own crispy noodle snacks are done. So if you're a person that who loves spices and the spiciness, you can even add some other spice like chili powder. Or if you love China cuisines, you can add mala spices as well. This is a very simple recipe that you can make at home. Simple, delicious, and healthy too. TFM.
This is life, only on T-Life.
Hello, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hey, it's your boy TB here. So this is another great recipe that you can use with extra mandarins or oranges. First, cut the mandarins at the top part. Remove like, don't cut too top, right? Like maybe around 80 to 90% of the top part. Remove the flesh inside everything. Next, in a bowl, you're gonna add 2 eggs, 80 milliliters of milk, 1 tablespoon of the mandarin flesh that you just took out, and 1 tablespoon of sugar. You can opt out the sugar if you want a healthier version, up to you. Mix everything and pour it into the emptied mandarins. Air fry them at 150 degrees for 30 minutes, or you can steam them for 30 minutes if you want a healthier version too, and your orange egg tarts are done. It is gonna be filled with those aromatic orange or mandarin flavors, yet it's gonna taste a little bit sweet and milky and also very, very eggy as well. This is an egg tart that you can do without the egg tart skin. I would think like this is a great recipe that you can share with your kids too on TFM.